fields of bodies burning as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
Hi, this is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news.
And I'm Dan Dugan, the other guy on the other side. WGRN, the Green Renaissance.
This is Bob Petrakis bringing you the other side of the news with the other guy.
Here I am, the other guy, Dan Dugan, on the Green Renaissance, or Renaissance, as they would say it in England. So we're not going to talk about Brexit again, huh, Bob? I see a lot of similarity between you and Boris, but, you know. Oh, wait. That's
Number one is I tried to get the Queen to give me a 5-week recess.
Yes.
And she wouldn't.
I thought they gave the recess.
But it was a different Queen.
Ah. You went for the Freddie Mercury Queen, even though Freddie's no longer with them? They're still touring, as a matter of fact, with the guy that was on the American Idol show.
Ah, interesting.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we're not going to go there. What we are going to talk about to start with on the other side of the news
is the Paw Paw Festival.
The Paw Paw Festival. I played there once.
But did you pick up Paw Paws and put them in your pocket, Mr. Dugan?
I thought it was put them in a basket, but okay. I put them in my pocket. Yeah, I had them coming out my ears. They had Paw Paw beer.
I think it was put them in your pocket.
Take your mama to the Paw
Paw. Paw.
That's what I say. There's lots of things to do in September. We'll get to that. In the meantime, we would like to talk about our First Amendment rights being squelched by the Ohio State Senate with SB 33, which is the cover article in the Columbus Free Press this week. So,
indeed, dissent is a right, not a crime. Well, SB 33... in part brought to you by the largest welfare recipients in the history of Ohio.
The military?
No, the decrepit nuclear industry.
Ah, those
Perry
poor
and Davis Bessie. One of them built on a earthquake fault line, the other with a compromised shield on it. But... Well, what they were thinking about is when they got this billion-dollar bailout
right.
for these decrepit old nukes that can't be privately insured because of their potential for disaster is...
You mean like Fukushima? Fukushima.
No, I wouldn't be that vicious. I'm thinking Chernobyl.
Let's go all the way up. Right, yes. Let's get that Geiger counter ripping. Oh, it's not the Geiger counter. What is the counter? Anyway, that tells you that there's radioactive fallout around you, and it's a dangerous thing. Yes.
Well, there's political fallout in the sense that they've taken a trespassing, which is a misdemeanor. Say you go up to Davis Bessie or up to Perry. You walk on their lawn. You're approaching the gate. You have now committed a felony.
So even though this property is owned by the citizens of the state of Ohio, just to approach the gate, you're committing
a felony. Yeah, once you get on their land, they've designated it critical infrastructure. That's a very vague term, is that it's now a felony, third-degree felony
right, it was like,
to trespass.
What was it,
where
5 months to 5 years or something?
Months to 5 years.
Right.
And the amount of fine went up from $10,000 to $100,000.
But you don't even have to be in the act of protesting, is what you're saying.
Well, you can be charged with conspiracy for posting flyers telling people to protest or trespass.
Right.
You don't have to be inside the gates. All you have to do is be on their property.
Right.
Okay. Or all you have to do is be
their property.
Putting up
right.
flyers. So, I mean,
Yeah.
It's one thing if you're rushing
or
the gate.
Speaking
and
loudly.
They have security, but they're trying to keep people that you would be on a sidewalk who might spill over and accidentally step on the grass. That's now potentially a felony under Ohio law.
And some of these people might be connected with the justice-focused churches and faith-based justice organizations.
Well, there's a long
history.
And that
doesn't matter.
Well,
right?
There's
maybe you'll get a lesser
of
sentence.
Of what we call civil disobedience, right?
Yeah.
Martin
right.
Luther King.
Those kind of religious people.
You walk, you protest
the spiritual
the nukes,
kind, yeah.
You walk onto the lawn, you don't hurt anyone, it's peaceful, it's nonviolent, they arrest you. Now that is a felony.
Right.
Right? You're not rushing the gate. You're not trying to harm anyone. You're just peacefully demonstrating by trespassing, you know, onto the ground.
And if you're connected with a church, the church itself could be fined $100,000.
Yeah. The amount of money is staggering. And you don't even know what critical infrastructure is. They've tried to use this also in injection wells for fracking.
Right.
Right. Critical infrastructure. And there's been other attempts in Ohio. I was involved in a case in Marietta where people tried to block toxic radioactive frack water from coming into the state from West Virginia. And the oil and gas industry went down there and tried to convince the judge that they were terrorists, that they were interfering with interstate commerce and posed a great risk to the U.S. economy. The judge, a local guy, is kind of like, I know these kids. They're not terrorists.
Yeah.
All they're doing is demonstrating.
Right. Exercising
First Amendment rights. Right. So even if you trespass, you know, you get a small fine, you know, you're handcuffed, you go in your process, but you're not a felon. You know, Martin Luther King was not a felon.
But also, it's part of this bill, it also says that a church could not help you pay your fine. Does that extend also to all organizations that, you know, may want to help a person pay a fine?
Well,
if
that's
they
the
did
question. I think you could easily interpret the law. Is that social justice groups that are on your side
exactly
can help you pay a fine. But what next? They can't raise bail money?
I guess that's what it's saying.
Again, and this is because this stuff is critical infrastructure. Give me a list of what critical infrastructure is. You know, how do we know it doesn't vary from day to day and depending on who's protesting where?
Well, and a lot of this started from the Standing Rock protest, you know, the Dakota Access Pipeline as well, right?
Yeah, and you can go back.
So they've already passed some of these laws in, what, 9 states, was it?
Yeah, roughly 9 states or so. But you can actually go back to where this really all started, the Reagan administration. As you recall, there were a lot of nuns, Catholic nuns, priests that were protesting at nuclear power plants, at nuclear weapons plants.
Right.
And they created this conspiracy law, is that it was a conspiracy to plot to do misdemeanor trespass. So the trespass was a misdemeanor, but plotting to break the law to trespass without doing any harm to peacefully trespass was a felony.
Because they, as a group, decided to.
Exactly. They were in a conspiracy.
Right.
A felony conspiracy to break the law by
trespassing. I met some
pretty
evil nuns growing up, but, you know. I also met some darn good ones. And so back in the Reagan administration.
They gave them the old whack for the Danio with the ruler.
That's right. And whiskey in the jar. But anyway.
Well, that would be the upside.
Yeah, that could be. So, again, this is sort of a coming wave, yet one more draconian legislation.
Well, you're getting the increased criminalization of the First Amendment, right? Including, you know, you can't boycott or say to boycott Israeli government, Israeli products.
Right, right. Or so, yes, that's coming too. So, which is kind of different from, because you're just criticizing a foreign government.
And historically, that's how they broke the back of South Africa, right? It was boycotting
South
Africa and their goods and services. And
most people remember that, you know, and that worked. But so this is a tool that's being taken away. So in order to try to stop this, on Wednesday, September 25th, there is an Educate a Legislator Day. It'll be downtown at 75 East State Street, starting at the Sheridan, Capitol Square, and the Coshocton Environmental Community Awareness Group will guide you and tell you what to do and how to educate a legislator. Again, Wednesday, September 25th, downtown at the Sheridan, 8 to 4 p.m., and maybe you can get through to somebody there at the State House.
But it's good, and I like the fact it's coming from a Coshocton group that's actively involved process.
I wonder if they could arrest you for coming too close to your legislator to, you know, you might.
Well, I almost was in his territory. Arrested in Coshocton. The quick story, the Free Press decided that the Klan and Nazi were coming here too often, and the Klan was hiding behind sheets. So why shouldn't we go to their house?
Right, yeah.
And we got the names. We hired black private investigators who got the names of the 8 leading Klan leaders in the state. One of them just happened to live in Coshocton, a man named Calvin Reese.
Sure.
We also put out giant posters saying, here's where they live and here's where they work. So the FBI calls us up and says, 5 of the 8 have fled the state.
They're right? That because afraid.
A lot of their neighbors, one of them worked in a factory with people of color and other ethnic groups. So we went down to Coshocton, and we also thought it'd be nice if they got to know local gangs in Columbus.
Oh, yeah.
Crips and Bloods come together, little truce, get to know the Klan, you know.
Yeah, most Crips and Bloods I know that don't like going out in the country, but that's all right.
But we rented
buses. Suspend. Okay.
Comfy buses.
All right. Okay.
They couldn't get out. Suzanne, my wife, and I, and my old friend Dan Sobel, a fairly militant Jewish guy when it comes to the Nazis.
Right.
We went out to their house, and Calvin Reese was there. He's the only guy who came out. There were 2 other people that didn't flee the state, but they didn't come out. And while the NAACP, which had its own bus, was praying, Calvin Reese comes outside and says, I don't know what this clamoring is. You know, you color boys out here, I was about to, you know, pay you to paint my house. And one of them said, pay it. We're about to burn the MF down. And the local police were not happy. So
when he said something about burning.
Threatening to arrest us. And,
right.
And, so we had to flee. And it wasn't even critical infrastructure.
So was there like music being played like the Dukes of Hazzard as the bus headed across Coshocton County, followed by the local constabulary? the boss hog at Coshocton. I mean, having grown up in Newark, I know what Coshocton's like. As a matter of fact, I was hitchhiking up there one day in the 70s on a bright, beautiful, sunny day, and a couple of rednecks in a RV tried to knock me off the highway. And I was actually on and off to the side of the entrance ramp where I was legally allowed to be. And these guys were giving me a hard time, and I'm like, what is your problem? And they're looking at me, and they're looking kind of up behind me, and suddenly they got this weird look in there, and they took off. And I was like, what the heck? And I turned around, and there's a guy, a cowboy, on a horse. And he says, what was that all about? I said, well, they said they were going to break my neck for getting in the way of their truck. And he said, ain't going to be no neck breaking around here. So I was saved by a cowboy. You like that story? This is a true story. I swear for God.
I once was, I once was chased out of Marion.
He was on a horse.
Marion County by the sheriff and told to never come back on Free Enterprise Day.
Free Enterprise Day?
Yeah.
What kind of trouble did you cause that day, you communist? Free Enterprise Day.
Right. Well, there was a well-known man associated with Iran-Contra. Oliver North, who was their keynote speaker.
Right.
And they were built into a frenzy, and everything went dark. And he steps out. It was like a Nuremberg Nazi rally to the mic, and they're all screaming. And then there's silence. And I stand up and go, "You drug runner, you arms runner, you had our boys killed in Lebanon."
Says hello.
And at that point, I began to be beaten shoes, but little old women
by
with purses. And I swear they had like 38s in there because it hurt. It was the only time I was happy to be arrested by the police.
They saved you from the little old ladies.
And they were trying to do these strange.
Ollie North's friend.
This one was very
Free
large
Enterprise Day.
Guy. He was short, but he was very round. And he kept trying to do this weird hold on me. And so I was trying to help him. Like, which way do you want me to bend? Go ahead.
Okay, right.
Put me in a headlock. Get me the hell out of here. These women are kicking my butt.
Right. Yeah.
And then
Free Enterprise Day. But you know, running drugs is free enterprise, right? I mean, come on.
Nothing,
you were supporting him.
Nothing could be more free enterprise than running cocaine with the Contras.
There you go.
And
we're supporting.
Undermining of Nicaragua.
We're being supported by the community here on this community radio station, WGRN.
But we don't run drugs at WGRN.
We walk 94.1. On your radio dial, also available
the Green Renaissance
on WCRS at 92.7
and 98.3.
That's right. And of course, online, where you would find us at WGRN.org.
But not the Rock Island line.
No, that's a mighty fine line, though.
I wish we were on that line.
A mighty good line. So, all right. So, on to other lines and other issues, headlines.
Speaking of lines, we did with Oliver North and coke running.
Wow. All right, that's too much information. TMI, as the kids would say. So, where Mr. Trump's future may lie could come out of Jerry Nadler's justice investigation, his committee in the House, right?
Strip all the presidential stuff away. Get them for the money laundering red mafia.
There are several things they're investigating. Emoluments, which you've spoken of on this show, which has come up again recently.
Right, it's like
he's apparently had put forced Air Force pilots. Is that what it was to stay in his hotel in Scotland or something?
You're under house arrest. You've got to stay in my overpriced, crappy hotel resort.
And it. Of course, he wants the next, the big G8 meeting to be in his golf course. Mar-a-Lago? I couldn't remember if that's what it was. Yeah, okay.
Oh, that's the one that...
unless there's a hurricane coming, in which case he might nuke it.
That's the one he used to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein.
But also, they're going to look at his payments to his playthings, such as, your friend Stormy Daniels.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And my favorite name of a porn star. And a little bit more looking at the Mueller and Russia investigation because it was said that he did obstruct.
Yeah, let's get it unredacted. It's redacted.
And
let's take a look at some of these names and see who he knew.
And even what was said and what we didn't learn from Mueller, the watered down and, of course, pushed aside, was that there was obstruction of justice, right? So Nadler will continue to pursue this, and it is not actual impeachment.
But a preliminary.
Preliminary to impeachment.
Yes.
But at least it's still going, right?
In the right direction.
But it seems
and
like.
Every Democratic congressperson and representative in Ohio, except Marcy Kaptur in Toledo, has signed off on it. Marcy Kaptur, who I've worked with.
Off, meaning they're in favor.
On fighting NAFTA as an exploitive tool to the Mexican government, trying to make it fairer and get a continental minimum wage and continental environmental standards and safety and health standards for workers. But that's why I favored Dennis Kucinich,
sure,
who was gerrymandered out, because
right.
Dennis Kucinich would be willing to go after the impeachment of the president. After all, he was one of the bravest men in America. He's the one who issued the articles of impeachment against Cheney and Bush,
right,
in that
right.
order,
right,
because he recognized who had the real power in the W. Bush administration.
Oh, sure.
And that was, of course, Dick Cheney.
The big Dick, yes, of course. And he made a lot of money, too. You know,
well, they say his stock probably went up 7 times from his discounted $7 a share up to $49 a share.
That's not bad money, you know. War's good business for some people.
Yeah, particularly when
for most of us, it's bad business.
That's called war profiteering. He picked
sure
a war
is.
And then he wrote emails saying, my company, my former company, which he has stocks in, mm-hmm.
And
deserves
the Bush family,
an unbid contract.
The Bush family goes all the way back to war profiteering by supplying the Nazis
oh, yeah,
with steel
Union,
back in
Union Banking
right.
Corp.
Yeah.
World War I, they gave themselves unbid contract for steel at Buckeye Casting down on the
there
south
you go.
Side.
Right here.
Union Banking Corp, they used to fund the Nazis, obscure Nazi party, so it could take over Germany. Their assets in the Union Banking Corp were seized for trading with the enemy. So, long history of war profiteering in the Bush family.
Sure, right, absolutely. But that came to nothing. But at least Nadler is pursuing this, and it could lead to something. Let's just, you know, predict the worst, that Trump wins the next election. Perhaps.
Or I think the worst is he loses and then refuses to leave office.
We have discussed that.
Yes,
you know,
we
he's
going
to get his biker friends, his trucker friends, football coaches, all the fascists. They'll be out there. Those women with the purses. They probably thought you were Mexican. That's probably what it was.
God,
you know, you came in over the wall.
I mean,
or something.
It was one like a cartoon, like, wow, stop it.
I'm picturing a bunch of Ruth Buzzies or something like that.
Yeah, Ruth Buzzies.
Yeah,
and
right.
one that definitely looked like Granny Clampett.
Granny, yeah, she was a tough one. Yeah, sort of like Mammy Yoakum.
Yeah, right. Granny Clampett preferred a shotgun, I think, though.
Yeah, she did. She did have a shotgun. She would get her gun out, and she would chase their revenuers. She'd get rid of them.
But the sheriff did order me out of the county.
But so
never
do
to come
you
back.
See this? These Nadler investigations leading to anything? I guess is if we can, you know.
It depends on how aggressive they are.
Sure.
And it also
well, he hasn't stopped. I give him that.
If you can look at the stuff prior to Trump getting elected,
right.
You know, the connections with the Russians. And also, now that they've identified the mole, as somebody outed the mole who was high-ranking official in Russia who moved to the United States.
Right.
That news just broke.
Right. Although, of course, the Russians are denying. They said he's just a drunk or something. Of course,
yeah,
he's Russian. I mean, come on.
Yeah, it's
who's not a drunk, right?
Well, yeah, I mean they're a country known for occasionally drinking a bit of vodka.
My good friend Tim Easton is now touring Russia and sending back posts on Facebook. He doesn't drink at all.
Well,
so I'm sure he's,
you know,
and I'm sure he's
I
getting along
to
just
be
fine.
Overly anecdotal, but I spent the summer of '78 in Bosnia Herzegovina in the old Yugoslavia.
There you go.
And as part of it, you know, my summer abroad, semester abroad, we hung out with Yugoslavian officials.
Tito?
And there were a ton.
Yeah.
A ton. We got up pretty high.
Yeah.
But a ton of Russians
right.
as well.
Sure.
And again, you met them, I mean, for breakfast, you know, piece of hard bread, a hard-boiled egg, and three vodkas.
Sure.
I just wasn't used to a culture that drank regularly for breakfast. And then Turkish coffee. They had what they called, a Turkish breakfast. Turkish coffee and two vodkas.
Oh, only two.
Yes.
Yeah, so, oh, that's two in addition to the three.
Three.
So we're up to five now. Anyway, so they're discrediting the guy, of course, and so is the Trump administration. But in the meantime, they have located this guy, so can they bring him in? They send subpoenas, too, and Trump administration continues to, thumb their nose. I mean, again, they're also looking at his taxes still, but he continues to...
should.
Right. And he continues to just... basically flaunt the authority that is the United States Congress. And so,
well, another interesting
could that lead to impeachment?
Yes, I think it could if they're going to
push it. But does it require the Supreme Court to okay it? That's kind of where I'm
now. I don't think so. I mean, the Constitution does not mention the Supreme Court okaying anything. And another thing, Mitch McConnell, the weirdest thing on earth, is, hi, I can't pass a bill on, protecting people from gun violence unless the president says he okays it. You're a legislator. You can pass a bill.
He wants to make
sure
he's going to
sign it. That's what senators do.
Otherwise, why waste your time? Why do anything? But in the meantime, there's lots of things that you as a local activist can do in addition to educating your legislature on
the pawpaw
25th or going to taking your mama to the pawpaw. You can get out to the De-Escalate Ohio Now End Gun Violence March and Rally, which is Wednesday, September 18th, this coming Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State House, you know where that is, and it's 1 to 3 p.m. The march will start at 12:30 promptly. The march itself starts at 12:30. Okay. And the rest is the rallies from 1 o'clock on. So bring signs, posters, etc. And also there is the Climate Strike Columbus, Friday, September 20th at 12 noon, also at the State House. Strike for the Green New Deal, etc. for our environment. And then there is the Interfaith March for Peace and Justice in Columbus. We talked with Greg Davis last week. One of the organizers. It'll be happening in a lot of cities around the country. That's Sunday, September 22nd, 3:30 p.m. at the Genoa Park. And so it's an opportunity for you to march and stand up against racism and religious intolerance.
And what about that second Saturday?
Or religious tolerance. And, of course, the second Saturday Salon starring the Golden Ratio Rock Band. And also we have a great speaker who we'll talk about. And we go all the way back to the beginning, the Senate Bill 33. And
all
she
right.
will tell us why we don't want it and how we can stop it.
So is Eno
you can't
say,
stop the other side of the news, right?
If you're looking for that certain ratio.
WGRN. Thanks a lot.
Whoa. We're gone.
Peace on.
Thanks for listening to The Other Side of the News. This is Bob Fitrakis.
And Dan Dugan, WGRN 94.1 LPFM, The Green Renaissance.